Hello, my lovely seekers of shadows and steam. I am Elstala, and I congratulate you for finding this little Easter egg that I tucked away on my website. Here is a scene from Chapter 5 of Winter's Maiden 1. Alana jumped out of bed with a thumping heartbeat. First her sleeping mind, then her waking thoughts fixated on the fight the night before, and she teared up when she thought about Liam. She had to find him and make sure he was okay. A quick check of her alarm clock told her it was only 6 a.m. She put on her white silk dressing gown and grey slippers before making her way down the hall. There was a good chance the boys were still asleep, so she found Liam's room and knocked lightly on the door. No response. She tried the door handle. Unlocked. After gently opening the door, Alana peeked inside. Liam was sleeping soundly in his bed. Wanting to see the extent of his injuries, she stepped inside. As soon as Liam's form came into full view, Alana gasped. He had pushed his quilt down to his hips, revealing a chest of sun-kissed skin. Wow, that looks like an 8-pack. She could also see most of his happy trail. He sleeps naked. It was tempting to tug the quilt a little lower, but she remembered why she was invading his privacy. This was the second reason for her gasping. There was not a single scratch on his perfect body. Not even a bruise on his face. How did he escape so unscathed? Did I imagine last night? She slipped out of the room and crept back toward her own. But she paused outside Brendan's. Waking him at such an ungodly hour was tempting fate, but she needed to ask him some questions. She sighed. The questions would have to wait. But she could not move away. Perhaps it was perverse curiosity leading her to open his door. Apparently, both guys overheated in their sleep. Brendan, unlike his big brother, was lying on his side, with the quilt tangled around his legs. He also slept naked. Some marks on his back drew Alana's attention, so she moved closer to inspect them. There were a series of deep gouges, likely from a girl's fingernails. She grinned, kinky fucker. But a flashback from the party smacked her in the face. Brendan had picked her up and carried her away from the fight. Those marks were her doing. Shit. Brendan moaned and rolled onto his back. Alana jumped back and stumbled when her feet landed on a pile of clothes. She righted her balance and started for the door. Alana. Alana froze. I'm so busted. How do I explain this? She slowly turned around to face the music. But Brendan's eyes remained closed. Is he dreaming about me? That was when she noticed the impressive tent he made with the quilt. Jesus. She stood there gobsmacked. No wonder he is so popular with the girls. His quilt started moving down, and she bolted.